With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. As COVID-19 cases continue to trend upward in Montana, state health officials say they're concerned that outbreaks could further stress the state's already thin healthcare system. Montana lead epidemiologist Stacy Anderson says the recent increase in COVID-19 cases is connected to schools reopening, social gatherings, and clusters among populations in close quarters like long-term care homes and correctional facilities. Anderson says state data show there's been a 90% spike in positive cases among school-aged individuals over the last 2 weeks.
You know, I think we all know that when schools opened, we expected to see some cases associated with that activity.
Anderson says new cases among 20 and 30-year-olds have also spiked, largely linked to social gatherings and bars. The number of deaths in the state due to COVID-19 recently exceeded 160, according to State Chief Medical Officer Gregory Holzman, who says that makes COVID-19 one of the top 10 causes of death in Montana above vehicle fatalities. Holzman stresses the public should follow safety protocols, like staying 6 feet away from other people, wearing a mask, and washing their hands.
We need to do it all for each other. Otherwise, I'm concerned we might see some of the outbreaks and the stresses on the hospitals that we've seen in Texas, Florida, and many other states around us.
State health officials say six counties made up 75% of recent COVID-19 cases, including rural Rosebud, Roosevelt, and Deer Lodge counties, and the more populated Flathead, Missoula, and Yellowstone counties. John Hopkins Center for Health Security senior scholar Amish Adalja says access to critical care physicians and equipment is a particular concern in rural areas.
So we do worry in this next phase of the pandemic that rural areas that don't have resources could get inundated and have the virus have an outsized impact because it sort of will synergize with some of the lack of healthcare resources.
Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.